Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! It's time to Hustle and Shine. Reporting live from the Brown and Kruber Studios. Brian B. Shining.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle. 5:59 on your time. It's a high up 81. Currently 61. Little partly cloudy skies out there in Grandview.
Heidi!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this this Taco Tuesday?
Oh, don't get me started. We'll get to that in a second. No,
it
wasn't.
Crazy.
I'm hungry. Stop.
That was insane.
Jam-packed show this morning. Stacey Shaw, she got legal advice for you at some thrifty.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Your TMG goes down at your 23s. We got to talk about singer Kiki Wyatt and her son after he insinuates she treats him differently because of who he loves. Mm.
Your motivation coming up in 10 minutes, but D, I need all the tacos you can get me. Plenty of queso, plenty of onion, plenty of...
cilantro.
No. Jalapeno. Don't put no cilantro on mine. Don't mess up mine. Taco Tuesday!
Taco Tuesday!
Get on your job, tell them, haters, get on your job. Motivate, sucker, sucker, can't make me suffer, just make me stronger and make me tough.
No matter how good an idea is, it's not the answer to everything. Even with the most useful tool, you're certain to need other tools. The most experienced expert must still be open to new procedures and new information. Don't become so smug in your proficiency that you avoid improving it. Life is filled with opportunities to learn. Eagerly embrace them. Recognize that you don't know it all. Accept that your experience can always be expanded and improved upon. After you gain knowledge, seek to gain competence. Then work to gain mastery. But don't stop there. Challenge yourself to discover even more, to refine your efforts, to become more purposeful, focused, and effective. There's no limit to what you can achieve when you're always looking to improve on the improvements. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:23 on your time. It's a high of 81, currently 62, clear skies at Center High School. During the after party of the VMAs the other day, Busta Rhymes decided to joke with Mariah Carey, even though they are known to be good friends.
You ain't got a husband no more. I want a hump on your leg.
Busta Boss!
I want a hump on your leg, Mariah Carey. You ain't got no husband no more. Ain't no fiancés around.
That's weird.
This is why people take phones at parties.
This is weird. Like, well, don't let your intrusive thoughts win, man.
I mean, she was right there next to him, and he was saying a bunch of stuff. I mean, I agree, but it clearly didn't bother either one of them. I'm like, maybe this is how he just talks.
I know it's Mariah Carey, dog, but Busta Rhymes been famous almost 40 years. He was in Leaders of the New School. So he should be, I'm just saying, he should be used to it. Like, used being around fine women like that. Like,
Well, it's Mariah Carey. It's not a bunch of Mariah Careys walking around. Fine, and Mariah Carey is still different.
Big he's 50 some years old. He was grown when I was in middle school. Come on, man. Stop. Get yourself together, dog.
Switching over to the sports world. Congratulations to the new class of the Basketball Hall of Fame that were just inducted over the weekend. Features NBA stars Carmelo Anthony, Dwight Howard, alongside the WNBA greats Maya Moore, Sue Bird, and Sylvia Fowles. Big love to all of them. They all got up and spoke, but Maya Moore actually sent a nice message to the younger generation.
Oh, there's a clip for that. My bad.
I want y'all and the next generation to realize it's natural to wrestle with insecurities and fears as you navigate your sports journey. You have to figure out what motivates you every day when you get up out of bed. And there's a lot of pressure, I think, to be motivated by fear. But I want to challenge you to learn to love and seek out joy and connection.
Yeah, you're going to go through some things, but see it through. Shout out to that class, that Hall of Fame class.
Hey, this is Lauren Scott from 38th The Spot, and I'm up hustling, shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Hot 103 Jams and St. James Church, KC, present the Loads of Love Laundry Products Drive. We are collecting laundry products for local school laundry programs and students in need. Pull up to Walmart in Raytown, Saturday, September 20th, noon to 4 p.m., and donate detergent, softener, bleach, or laundry bags. Together, y'all, we can make sure that every student can stay fresh and confident one load at a time, which is a big problem in some of our schools in our area. And speaking of big problems in our area, D, we're sending prayers out to the family of the toddler killed Sunday afternoon in a driveway in Kansas City, Missouri. This happened Sunday afternoon when the toddler was ran over by SUV. First responders were called around 1:48 p.m., and this happened on like East 96 and Terrace. And they arrived to the scene and found a toddler had been run over by the SUV and was taken to a nearby hospital where the toddler did not survive the injuries. And that the police spokesperson said that the driver of the SUV remained on the scene. So this just seems like a total and disaster and an accident. I don't know what to say, man. I'm just praying for that family.
Yeah, absolutely.
And sending big condolences, and we thinking about you on behalf of the station on here on Hot 103 Jams.
What up, y'all? It's your girl Latoya Luckett, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Shout out to all the cousins that's been hitting that hustle and shine shout out line. We appreciate you so much. Big love to first student bus driver. Also, shout out to Bubba. Much love to the whole family. And Cynthia Good, Anita Primer, Brandon Blake, Rich Harris, and then big love to Era and Angel.
Hope everybody's
having a great Taco Tuesday.
Praying for the McGee family this morning. Special, special, special prayers going out to y'all. Big love, Era. We got you in our thoughts and prayers this morning.
Always.
The Plaza District Council recently announced it has secured funding for several items that will improve safety across and the day-to-day experience in the area. D. Improvements include restoration of the Warnell Bridge, addition of a pedestrian sign at the Sister City Bridge crossing, and converting the one-way section of War Parkway at Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard to two-way traffic. So these improvements are focused on trying to get people back into the plaza and back into that high-end shopping a little bit. Is that going to draw you in, D, a little bit more?
If they add a couple different stores, I feel like if they are going to make it more, I don't know. It's just certain stores just need to be there. Mm-hmm. The restaurants are good. I think they should add a couple more, but where the Saks Fifth at?
Yeah. Well, again, starting October 24th, y'all, the streetcar will be running from River Market to UMKC. So that's going to be a big addition to the plaza and that just whole area over there.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
723, high of 81. 62, some showers in the vicinity in Grandview.
UMKC words right there, vicinity, okay.
That degree. Singer Kiki Wyatt released a statement denying any homophobia in relation to this recent video from her son who posted during a popular TikTok trend where he says Kiki Wyatt told him his cancer diagnosis was karma for his sexuality.
If you were diagnosed with cancer as a teenager and your parent decides to publicly announce your diagnosis for personal gain and attention, but behind the scenes saying that your diagnosis is karma for you being part of the Alphabet Mafia. And if they known that you were going to turn out like this, they could have kept their money.
It's a little fuzzy over there. I'm not too sure. He might have been down War Parkway when he recorded that video. But that has been calling in a lot of people in a question to just talk about parenting styles and how everyone's different. Now, in her statement, she didn't specifically address that the comments that he said that she made didn't exist, but she just said that she had no homophobic bone in her body and asked for prayers and privacy as their family moves on.
Dangerous rhetoric right there, because that's a lot of the things that people said about gay men in the 80s when AIDS and HIV was being very prevalent. Mm-hmm. They were saying that it's karma for you being gay or whatever. Like, bruh, come on now. Stop.
Yeah, and as a parent, you gotta, regardless of your personal beliefs or however you feel, you gotta love on your kid and not make them feel bad for anything. And she got like 20 kids.
Right. So you would think she have a little empathy or understanding for different people and different personalities and different lifestyles. But look, it's a big conversation. That's very
you gotta
layered.
Let people live their life.
Yep.
Yeah, and still love on them, especially if they're your blood. Come on now. There's so much dark out in the world. The least you can do is love somebody. Switch it over to Keisha Cole's love story. The rapper Huncho, that's who she is dating. We thought she was done with him. She tattooed his name on her body, too. That's another thing. But that ain't even what we talking about right now. He was sitting down during a Poor Minds podcast interview. Shout out to Lex and Drea. Revealing he has a baby on the way. However, he did not say by who. But the part that has people scratching their heads is how he answered the next question.
Men with money, sometimes they like women that don't have money so they can control them a little bit too.
I ain't like that. I control anybody.
You can control anybody.
I'm a mass manipulator.
I said that.
I said it earlier.
We gonna have to bleep that part out.
Keisha Cole is dating him. I'm trying to look up his age.
This being the type
he's 26 years old, so this is the type of thing that somebody in their mid-20s would say. So I'm not really surprised, but, huh? Keisha Cole is 43.
A bird is a bird, no matter how old or young you get.
No matter how high it fly, huh?
Nope. A bird is going to be a bird.
Oh, my God.
A rose is still a rose, or a bird.
A chair is still a chair.
It's still a bird. It's going to fly away all over the world.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my gosh.
Prayers to anybody dealing with a big age gap. You strong.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy, Sean Wayans, and you are hustling and shining on Hot 103 James.
Everyday heroes deserve to be celebrated. Hustle and Shine in the Morning is recognizing those in KC who uplift, inspire, and impact lives. Nominate your community MVP for the Hustle Hard Shine Bright Community Spotlight only at kprs.com. One community nominee will win a $250 gift card Friday, October 31st, Halloween at 7:52 a.m. Caring about the community for over 75 years. You already know we are Hot 103 Jams.
I think the biggest misconception is that if anybody has had backyard hens in the past or has them now, that they're going to automatically be denied because they didn't get a permit or had them before they were legal. And that's not the case. This is a kind of, we're starting fresh.
Now, I've been seeing all type of chicken shops open up all across Kansas City for the past 2-3 years, D. And maybe this has a little something to do with it, as Blue Springs residents will soon be able to legally raise chickens and ducks in their backyards under a new city ordinance that takes effect on September 16th. So the ordinance lets single-family homeowners raise up to 6 hens or ducks with free permits. Applications accepted starting September 16th with a 5-to-10-day approval process. D, you gonna be raising some chickens?
Mm-mm.
Cage-free chickens?
With the way prices are, you know what? I ain't mad at this.
I'm just saying.
You gonna move? You gonna move from Lee Summit to Blue Springs?
You saying I live in Lee Summit? You know another Brian or something?
Yeah. Would you do that? Would you?
I don't know. How do you raise a chicken?
I don't know.
What do you like? I know you feed it. I don't know what you feed chickens. I don't know. How do you take care of them? What do you do in the wintertime? Do they stay outside?
So many questions we don't even know. Whole time, people outside of Missouri just think we would know this because, you know, the stereotype of Missouri. They probably like, y'all don't know? No, we don't know.
No, I have no clue. Maybe Stacey Shaw can help me out a little bit with this. Stacey Shaw, she knows the law. Good morning. What you got?
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Attorney Stacey Shaw, and we're going to be talking about the Seventh Amendment as a part of our constitutional law series. So come back at 7:50.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatements, Stacey Shaw knows the law with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Time to throw it to the official attorney of Hustle and Shine in the morning, Stacey Shaw. She knows the law. Stacey, good morning.
We're going to be talking about the Seventh Amendment. This is a really short amendment. It's part of our constitutional law, Know Your Rights series. And basically, it guarantees the right to a civil trial in federal cases. So if you have an issue that is, and the threshold is only $20, if you've got a civil issue that can be tried in a federal court, you have a right to a trial by jury if the amount of controversy is over $20. That's super simple, okay? So if you have got questions about legal issues, you can always give us a call at 816-359-1877. You can find us online at StaceyShawLaw.com and all social media at StaceyShawLaw. If you've got questions, we primarily handle personal injury, criminal and traffic law, but I answer questions about all types of law. I'll be going over this and some additional constitutional law issues at 11:30 on KPRT for Faith Justice Victory, which is our legal education show that goes over these topics in more detail. I did want to take just a few seconds, and I normally always give a shout out to my young scholars because I know that you're going to be doing something amazing. I've done a lot of challenges to you all over the years. No violence on Tuesdays, doing active love. I've read Bible scriptures. I've done every single thing that I could do to encourage, especially young people, because they're on their way to school. And a lot of powerful people are speaking death and negativity over our children. And so one thing that I want to challenge you to do today is every child that you encounter, I want you to speak life and positivity into them. It is definitely going to make a world of difference, not only to our community, but you never know where that next superstar, where the next medical or scientific breakthrough is going to come from. And that could be the child that you pour into today. And so until next time, good luck and God bless.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertisement.
Yo, yo, Kevin Holmes, KSHP 41 News here. I'm locked in with Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams. Duh.
KCK, what's happening, baby? We gearing up for 913 Day this Saturday, September 13th. In September 2020, Ernest Jackson, Samuel Lockridge, and Kendon McClain worked with the UG to get a proclamation designated for 913 Day. On 913 Day, celebrate all things great in the 913 and in the dot, baby. Shop, eat, visit historical sites, and support the 913 community. You know, we always doing that right here on Hot 103 Jams. D, one thing I'm tired of as being a millennial is living in unprecedented times. I'm sick of it. Everything is unprecedented all the time. And this right here, it may take the cake. This is what the President of the United States had to say about domestic violence.
There's no crime. They said crime's down 87%. I said, no, no, no. It's more than 87%. Virtually nothing. And much lesser things, things that take place in the home they call crime. You know, they'll do anything they can to find something. If a man has a little fight with the wife, they say this was a crime, see? So now I can't claim 100%.
Are we serious? Like, this is the person that's leading the country in decision-making.
You know, every day is something new. So it's really no surprise of any of this.
How does this make you feel as a woman, though?
I mean,
it feels like it's open season.
It's been open season as women. So him making this comment is not going to change.
You always
that.
Felt like that?
I mean, yeah. Like, we're in a society where...
You think a number of other women feel like that, too?
I'm sure. Because how many fields are male-dominated? the industry I'm in is male dominated.
But it's different. That's different than like somebody open season. Like I can put my hands on her and nothing's gonna happen to me.
But I mean, think about the culture of certain music. That's all, you know, it's day to day. So that's why I said this is no surprise. It's not, it shouldn't be acceptable, but this is the day and age we live in. And the House Committee, according to NBC News, the House Committee released a birthday book with lewd messages Trump allegedly sent to Jeffrey Epstein. So we're still discussing all those things.
Wow.
So there's that.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:26 on your time. It's a high of 81, currently 63 in KCK. KC's very own Eddie Griffin decides to warn Kanye West to get his daughter from Kim Kardashian after seeing how she was dressed at the age of 12.
Everybody said that Kanye was crazy. No, he was sharp. He just sounds crazy at times, but this was short about his daughter. 12 years old, and look how Kim Kardashian got this little girl dressed. Look. Go get your kids.
Uncle Eddie gonna say what he wanna say, dog. I don't have a kid, so I really don't have a I don't think my thought matters in this, just for the simple fact that I don't have a kid.
Yeah, parents, let us know what y'all think. 816-900-4103. Go ahead and text us your thoughts on just the apparel of early teens.
Yeah.
Now switching over to Tyreek Hill. You know, he's frustrated on the field out there. I'm sure he wants to come back to the home team, but that's not what we're discussing. We're discussing the fact that TMZ released information regarding his estranged wife, Keita, who did file for divorce, and their divorce was just finalized in August of this year. Well, she also made serious physical abuse claims toward Tyreek Hill in the documents. She claimed that Tyreek started getting physically violent with her just 2 months into their 17-month marriage. And then also within that, she alleged he shoved a marijuana cigarette, according to the documents, in her face, spat on her, and then also got physical while she was pregnant with their daughter.
Yikes.
Those are all the claims that have been listed through TMZ. And as mentioned, they are now divorced.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
Happy birthday to those practical, artistic, and dedicated Virgos.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
Sending a happy birthday to actor, director, rapper, and record producer. Happy birthday to Young Berg, aka Hitmaker. Happy birthday to TikTok and Instagram influencer, who actually influenced some people to get back in the kitchen. Happy birthday to Cooking with Kaia. Cooking with Kaia. Sending over a major happy birthday to one of my favorite comedians and actor. Happy birthday to Adam Sandler. And last but not least, sending over a major heavily happy birthday to singer, songwriter, arranger, record producer, and even talent scout, to be considered one of the greatest singers in history of American popular music. Happy heavily birthday to Otis Redding.
All right, D, let's take it to the crib and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthday. Happy birthday, Jimmy Garcia, Danielle Romine, and Delisha Jackson Law. Happy birthday, Will Dancer, Tanisha London, and Amy Lynn. Sending birthday love to Charlie Charles, Zane Stephen Knapp, and Marcella Shelley. Plus, sending birthday love to Relly Rello and everybody else born on September 9th. Happy birthday, Virgos. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play
What's the Name of the Show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Hustle and Shine in the morning. Good morning. It's Ann. Good morning.
Hey, cuz. How you feeling?
Great. And yourself?
We doing great.
All right. What's your check engine light looking like?
Maintenance required.
Oh, my God.
Ain't nobody ever said it like that. I like that.
Well, you know it's real.
Oh, my gosh.
She said, please send help. All right, cousin. We got 2 tickets to send you to go see Music Soul Child this Saturday and get you qualified for $1,000 in free fall cash. But you're going to have to finish these lyrics with some passion. You ready for that?
I'm ready.
Many nights I've cried from the things you do. Felt like I could die from the thought of losing you. I know that you're real. With no doubts and no fears and no questions.
Oh, oh yeah. So many people, you, your name is vain. Love, love. Oh, love. Those who have faith in you sometimes go astray.
Love.
Oh, love. Through all the ups and downs and joys and hurts.
Come on, sing it.
Love.
Come on, love. Oh, love. Better or worse,
I still will choose you first. Hey!
Music Soul Child this Saturday. Sound like you more than prepared, girl.
I'm ready, ready.
All right, who you gonna take with you?
I'm my best friend.
Y'all gonna have a good time. If he call you up on stage, you gonna sing your heart out, or you gonna be like, nah, Mr. Soul Child, I'm okay.
Me and this Hennessy gonna take the mark and get down.
Yikes! All right, cousin, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
Hustle Shine Morning Show.
Making that real money.